There's a little bit of story behind this. I almost wasn't here this morning. I do feel comfortable in being here. I've checked with multiple people and done some sleuthing with the little information that I had, and I do feel that I am fine. And I have not been asked to quarantine, so. So with every reflection, I feel like I have some stumbling. Obviously, my printer again this morning gave me fits, but then I decided that it was because part of it, God didn't want, it wasn't what I was supposed to bring to you. And so he found something else. So I'm thinking that is his plan. Joe asked me this morning if I was going to keep him awake. And I laughed and said, I don't know, but the funny thing is he doesn't know that God already said you're with me in this. So what I'm writing, you all must need to hear, because I thought, oh, it's all over the place again. But he let me know this morning that that's not the case. So I started writing this yesterday morning on my front porch with a beautiful sun rising and keeping me warm. I watched my neighbors come and go and listen to the rustling of the leaves with the breeze. And you know that I often struggle putting my words on paper for reflections and wait to hear from God. So it won't be a surprise to tell you that I finished this reflection this morning in the same spot, struggle. That is the word I have been using in my classroom all week. I have probably said to my classes 3 times last week that we are all struggling, and it's the truth, because I am included in that with them. My struggle may look a little different from theirs, but I am still struggling. And my issue is that I struggle with things I cannot control. Does that sound familiar? And it doesn't help that COVID years are like dog years on your brain. So I struggle. I am not alone in this, as we are all trying to navigate this ever-changing, elusive COVID, some professions being hit harder than others with stress and expectations. I looked up the definition of struggle, and it can be both a noun and a verb, each with more than one way to use it. No wonder the word feels so heavy. As I thought about this reflection all week, struggle seemed to be the best word to use as a starting point for this reflection. And yet, when I sat down to write this, I fought the very use of the word. Why? Why leads me to my next most used word of the last few months, why? And together the words why and struggle sum up my feelings. And for me, they don't just revolve around COVID. To be honest, COVID is currently a small part of my struggle and my why. And that's probably because people's behavior surrounding COVID is more of my struggle, because what is being said and what is being expected don't match. I always read the reading several times, and what stuck out to me was in the gospel reading. Then Peter took him aside and began to... It talks about where Jesus took Peter aside and began to rebuke him and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are not thinking as God does, that as human beings do," and that's often where we seem to fail. And there, simply put, is the reason that I should let go of my struggle and my why. It seems so simple, right? Just think, what would God do? We all have people in our lives from time to time that we think, if only I could do what he or she does. Or you just follow their lead. Simple, right? It isn't for me, but I'm learning. We have all heard the saying, out of the mouth of babes, through the eyes of a child. Things for them are much simpler than they are for adults. They don't have as many experiences to reference, they haven't seen the world through an adult's eyes, and the lucky ones have been sheltered from a lot of the harsh realities that can happen in this life. It's how Jesus did it, right? That's why he could welcome all of the people. It's how Jesus did it, right? That's why he could welcome all of the people that most of us won't in today's world. When I think about how welcoming Jesus was, and then think about how religions have divided so many, it makes me wonder. My grandmother in the 1990s was still bothered by the fact that one of her grandchildren married a Baptist. The 1990s. Why would one Christian religion be better than another? So religion has helped in creating this not-so-simple reality, so we struggle. Yesterday marked the 20th anniversary of 9/11. This is the time in our history where most of us can say we knew where we were when we found out. For my little darlings, I told them to think about when they were in third grade and when they found out that they would be out of school for 3 weeks when things were shutting down for COVID as a way to try to get them to realize what a significant event that 9/11 was in our history. It happened in the name of religion. Isn't faith supposed to bring us feelings of acceptance? 9/11 changed a lot of things for Americans. We have been involved in wars and conflicts over the last 100 years, but almost all of the fighting took place on foreign soil. Remember the feeling after 9/11? Everyone came together in the patriotic feelings of being one nation. It lasted for a while, but where did it go? Why was it so simple then to just come together? We have a silent enemy now, and we are anything but united. This is probably more for me than you, but I have two different things here to add to my reflection today. Because this is a reminder that we just do one thing at a time. And this is the starfish story. A man was walking down the beach one day when he was young. Let me start over. A man was walking down the beach one day when he saw a young boy coming towards him. Every few feet or so, the boy would stop, bend down, pick up a starfish. Then with huge effort, he would toss it back into the ocean. The man asked the boy why he was doing this. The boy said, "These starfish will soon die. Will die soon, out in the heat of the sun. I am tossing them back into the water so they can survive." The man laughed and explained to the boy that there were millions of starfish stranded on the beach like this all over the world. How could he possibly hope to make any difference with his efforts? The boy just bent down, picked up another starfish, and tossed it into the sea. "It makes a difference to this one," he said. The simple truth is that every single thing we do in this life makes a difference, either for good or for ill. The choice is ours, which one? Our actions are far more powerful than we think. Each thing we do is like a pebble tossed in a pond. Only God knows how far the ripples will travel or who they will touch. Make a difference for good in this life. Share your smile with a stranger. Give another a lift with your car and your kindness. Pick up a piece of trash on the side of the road. Pet a dog. Donate to charity. Stop and have a long talk with your neighbor. And the list goes on. And the last thing that I will leave you with is today's reflection. From Jesus Calling. "Receive my peace. It is my continual gift to you. The best way to receive this gift is to sit quietly in my presence, trusting me in every area of your life. Quietness and trust accomplish far more than you can imagine, not only in you, but also on this earth and in heaven. When you trust me in a given area, you release that problem or person into my care. Spending time alone with me can be a difficult discipline because it goes against the activity addiction of this age. You may appear to be doing nothing, but actually you are participating in battles going on within spiritual realms. You are waging war, not with the weapons of the world, but with heavenly weapons, which have divine power to demolish strongholds. Living close to me is a sure defense against evil." Have a great week, everyone.